Hallelujah. But knowing that God is in your path, that you are following the path of the righteous. So anyway, that's just my preaching this morning. My pastor's going to preach. Hallelujah. I just wanted to give us a word. I tell you, Sandra, I love you so much. I love you so much, and I'm so thankful. And you keep on holding on to his unchanging hand, because it will not change. Would you all please stand as our pastor, my husband, my best friend, my true love, hallelujah, comes before us, hallelujah, to give us a precious word from the Lord, Russell T. Perkins.
Praise Lord, praise Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house. Let's go before the Lord in prayer, and then we'll read the scripture. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we call on your glorious name. Lord, we're glad that you allowed us to be here today. And Lord, we're thankful for all the journey that you have given us. Lord, the hills, the valleys, the good times, the hard times, the in-between times, times when we were bored, the times when you were bored with us. Lord, we just thank you for being an awesome God. And Lord, we stand before you, Lord, hallelujah, under cover of your righteousness, believing you're going to do something today. And Lord, we thank you for this week's journey. And Lord, we thank you for the love that you have shown us directly, the love you have shown us indirectly through people. And Lord, we are glad, glad, glad to be in your house today. Lord, so many places we could be, hallelujah, but for your grace, hallelujah, your loving kindness, your mercy, your way-making power, hallelujah, we just wouldn't be here. So, Lord, we thank you. We lift you up. We praise you. Lord, we stand, hallelujah, in this place, Lord. Hallelujah. Not because we have a reserved seat based on what we have earned, but, Lord, because of what you paid, because of what was shed on Calvary's tree, because you are our Redeemer, and we have been reclaimed from a world of sin and a life, hallelujah, in darkness. Thank you for being an awesome friend in the midnight hour. Thank you for loving us, Lord, hallelujah, like nobody else can. And it is in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen, 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 amen. The scripture today is from Galatians 5, 22 through 26, and the book of Micah 6 through 8. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness. Goodness, faith, my eyes skipping down to the next line, meekness, temperance, against such there's no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Micah 6, 8. He have showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. You can't be seated. Hallelujah. The topic is taken from verse 25 of Galatians 5. We live in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. And of course, it also has a reference to Micah 6, 8. And it talks about what does the Lord require of us? but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. I hope you gathered from the reading of those two verses the word walk. Let us, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And then do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with thy God. About 2 weeks ago, this is how the Lord deals with me. Some people have these fantastic experiences with the Lord. They might see stuff. The Lord might really do something fantastic, sensational. But with me, I get like words and phrases in the middle of the night. And a couple of weeks ago, I got the phrase, the nature of the walk. The nature of the walk, that's our topic. And sometimes we know what the nature of the walk is. We know it's spiritual. Here it says you got to live in the Spirit first before you can walk in the Spirit. You can't turn it on and off and not be connected to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, we're tempted sometimes to live our lives almost under camouflage, you know? Somebody will say to you, how are you, brother? How are you? And we say, I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. And yeah, that's fine. You're telling the truth. Hallelujah. Because you got Jesus, you're all right. But it might not be all that fine. You might be struggling. You might be dealing with some things that you have not yet overcome. There may be some pain, tears on your pillows. There may be some betrayal. There may be some things going wrong in your family. There may be some financial issues. There may be some you issues. Hallelujah. Don't nobody even know about it. Stuff you're thinking about, things you're struggling with. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we're talking about the nature of the walk. The nature of the walk is we give all these things to the Lord. The nature of the walk, hallelujah, is that we trust him with everything. We don't have to worry about camouflage or faking it till we make it, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, and we can love when we don't feel like it. We can walk, praise God, in power when we don't feel that strong. We can stand, hallelujah, when we don't know what else to do. We can walk in the authority of the scriptures, praise God, because we know God is faithful. And it just doesn't matter, hallelujah, how you're feeling. This walk is not based on emotions. It's not based on how you feel or how people treat you or whether they respect you or not, or whether somebody took a shot at you today or not, praise God. Or they throwing shade. It doesn't matter. The nature of the walk is spiritual. And we see by the fruit of the Spirit. Now, we read the scripture about the gifts of the Spirit, hallelujah, and we don't have to have all of those individually. But the fruit of the Spirit, you have to have every one of those individually, hallelujah, as an outpouring or the outworking of the Holy Ghost working in your life, praise God. And so Paul is telling us about the nature of the walk, praise God. We know it, but knowing it up here is different from knowing it in here. Knowing it up here is different from waking up in the morning with a praise on your lips. Hallelujah. I sure everybody, I hope everybody under the sound of my voice knows that God is good, that he's great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. But you got to get that down in your spirit, praise God. Hallelujah. And if you live in the Spirit, then you are eligible. You are a candidate to walk in the Spirit. The nature of the walk is not altogether what we think. Y'all have heard me say this lately, but we have to know how much we need God. We literally can't get out of the bed without him. We can't wake up in the morning without him. Hallelujah. And so we need him. Very much like the song says, every hour. And it says in Micah, do justly, love mercy, We know some people that don't love mercy. Go to church every Sunday, don't love mercy. They love pointing the finger at somebody else. They love trying to figure out whether you have repented. Not looking in the mirror. Not thinking that maybe it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Standing in the need of deliverance. Standing in the need of forgiveness. And not only needing forgiveness, needing to forgive. Hallelujah. And we sometimes think that forgiveness is emotional. It's not. Have you ever seen the governor sign a pardon crying? It's not emotional. Now, there's pain associated with the act of forgiveness, and that we need, we crave reconciliation with the person. We crave healing, right? But you can get out your pen like the governor or go in your prayer closet and say, Lord, I forgive them. And if you want to, you can do it like Jesus did, because he was on the cross. He gave them a pardon shot. He said, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. In other words, he was calling them ignorant. If you won't do a pardon shot, Lord, forgive them all that nasty stuff they did to me, and cast all of that on him. And then the healing clock can start running. The potential for real reconciliation is there, maybe. Hallelujah. But it takes two to tango on reconciliation. And if the other person is not willing, you can't make them. But God can heal. I used to give this illustration. Hallelujah. All right. My wife, I don't know where I'd be without her. But anyway, so I used to give this illustration about my son. I use him as an example to point out the idea of forgiveness. Because this is an important issue, right? Hallelujah. It's part of the nature of the walk. Maybe it's a much neglected part of the nature of the walk, because we feel like we've forgiven just because we say hi to the person. But what is written, the only person that maybe knows about it is God, is when that person walks in the room and we say hello, then all kinds of stuff is going on inside of us. Like, what they doing here? Who invited them? And that kind of stuff. And that's the part we need to get to. Hallelujah. And forgiveness is just the beginning step. It's an exercise of your will. That's why Jesus said we can do it 490 times in one day. Forgive. It's not emotional. I used to give this example with my son. Y'all know he's a big husky guy. I say, if he comes up here and stomps on my feet, right, I might be in crutches. It might take 9 weeks. I might have a big old cast on my leg. Renita might have to help me into the church. The healing's going to take a while. I can forgive him that day. Hallelujah. The nature of the walk. Don't we want to have the measure of grace that Jesus gives? Because you can mess it up. You can give the measure of grace you give. And guess what you're going to get back? What you have sown. So unless we are living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, forgiving, repenting, taking up our cross daily, part of that cross is forgiving. Part of that cross is repenting. Hallelujah. It's not fun to repent. It's not fun to look in the mirror and say, you know, I messed up. Hallelujah. But saying you messed up might be a good thing, but don't let it go too far. I struggled with this myself recently. I found myself saying the wrong thing to myself. I had to talk to God about it. But saying I messed up is okay as long as you repent. Hallelujah. Guilt is okay before a holy God as long as you acknowledge it and put it before him. But we don't want that guilt to go into shame. Guilt says, I messed up. Shame says, I'm messed up. And so many people in the church world are living in shame. Hallelujah. Because they don't understand the nature of this walk. That the Lord delights to bless us. He delights to have our slate made clean. That blood shed on Calvary was not for us to walk around in shame. Hallelujah. The nature of the walk is spiritual. Hallelujah. And we have to make up our minds that we're going to be that which God has expected of us. Appreciative of the price that was paid on Calvary. Understanding that a name was left on record. That name is Jesus. And that's the only name given under heaven associated with salvation. And then we have the opportunity to be filled with the Spirit. And don't get it mixed up, y'all. It doesn't matter whether you call it the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is not a milder form of the Holy Ghost. There's only one Spirit of the living God. Now here's the good news. He can pour it out in us. Moses, all them, Elijah, Abraham, Enoch had some testimony that he walked with God and that he pleased God. Hallelujah. Enoch walked with God, praise God, and he pleased God, and God took him, God translated him that he should not see death, praise God, because he walked with God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and they had, hallelujah, the power of the God on them. God would put the Holy Ghost on them. God would honor their walk, hallelujah. God would allow them to live a righteous life, praise God. Now we got some extra, praise God. We can have the Holy Ghost in us, praise God, by the power of God, by the shed blood of Jesus, by the power of the name of Jesus, hallelujah, by the power of what happened on the day of Pentecost, praise God, and we can live in the Spirit, praise God. We got a new kind of situation here, hallelujah, and it's called grace, hallelujah, and we get the same Spirit that hovered over the creation. The same Spirit that overshadowed the Virgin Mary. The same Spirit that quickened the mortal body of Jesus out of the tomb. Praise God. We can get that in us. That's the nature of the walk. Hallelujah, praise. We don't walk, hallelujah, in our own strength, in our own understanding. We don't walk in our own righteousness. We walk, hallelujah, in the Spirit poured on, out on us and in us. By the grace of a loving, all-seeing, all-knowing God. Hallelujah. There's a bus out there, Sister Cartwright. I don't know if it's for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. The nature of the walk. Genesis 6:9 says, Noah was a just man. And perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Genesis 17:1, just stay with me a minute. I'm going to wind up. I'm going to let y'all go early. Y'all can go ahead and get that brunch y'all thinking about. Genesis 17:1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram, said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Hallelujah. And here when he says perfect, he means mature and blameless. Hallelujah. John 8:12. Jesus, Then Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, hallelujah, but shall have the light of life. The nature of the walk is we don't stay in whatever darkness we are in, whatever depression we are in, whatever feeling of being stranded or left alone or betrayed or abandoned, praise God, or neglected, hallelujah. Praise God, we don't stay there. Hallelujah. Sometimes people will love you in scraps. Hallelujah. I call it love scrapping. Hallelujah. They'll give you a little love, a little scrap of love like you're a puppy. Hallelujah. You'll send them a text and say, I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. 6 weeks later, you get a text that says, okay. They'll love you in scraps. Hallelujah. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. That speaks of the spiritual transaction I spoke of, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Colossians 2:6, the last scripture I'll read right now. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, not in your head, but in your spirit, so walk ye in him. The nature of the walk is not altogether what we think it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I come to church, because of how I was raised, because of the generation I am, hallelujah, I will usually put on a suit if I got one that's, you know, dry cleaned or whatever. I will usually put on some shoes. I will usually try to be presentable, praise God. That does, and then it doesn't affect how I look at somebody who doesn't dress that way. Hallelujah. But I'll come that way because of what I've been brought up in and because of my age and because of the generation I grew up and because, hallelujah, I am a preacher and because I'm in the sanctuary and hallelujah. And if I wear a suit to work, shouldn't I wear it to church? Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, I want to give God what I got. Hallelujah. I want to be presentable. I don't want my appearance to take away from whatever it is that God has given me to say. Hallelujah. I don't come in here, hallelujah, with an attitude. I'm going to blast the church. I got the heavy artillery for. Oh, I'm going to blast them for this. Hallelujah. Somebody was late. Oh, I'm going to preach the whole sermon on the person that was late. And then forget about everybody else that's in the church. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. I'm going to tear up the ones who are not paying the tithes. Praise God. And then in our church, the vast majority of you are paying the tithes. But no. I'm going to get that one that's not paying the tithes. Hallelujah. And come in there like that. That's not the nature of the walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The nature of the walk is to try to be more like Jesus. Praise God. And let the word of God and the spirit of the living God do something on us, praise God. And for us not come the same way, hallelujah, but us to go, to walk means to make progress, right? I guess there's some people who walk backwards, but typically it means forward, hallelujah. And we want to walk forward in the Lord. We want to make progress in the Lord. We don't want to be the same. I don't want to have the same, hallelujah, a complaint weighing me down. Hallelujah. Let me give you some news, some good news. You might not have thought of this way. You probably did before I did. But all your complaints were canceled at Calvary. We ain't got no complaints. How many of us have been crucified? Maybe with somebody's tongue, but we know how to get people behind their back. We know how to have a hearing. I work in the legal profession, and one of the tenets of our system, one of the principles of our system, is notice and an opportunity to be heard. Due process. It goes back to Roman law. It goes back to before the days of Christ. It came up through the Western system. and in the Statute of Westminster in 1285 in England and all through the colonies and all of that. Hallelujah. That's a basic principle. And one of the basic principles is you don't have a hearing unless you have both sides present. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many hearings have people had and didn't invite you? Talked about you behind your back. Laid you wide open. Hallelujah. And that's what happens. Praise God. But that is not the nature of the walk I'm talking about. The nature of the walk I talk about is when I have a hearing about Sister Bridget and she's not there, it's like this. Lord bless Sister Bridget. If you're not doing that, you're finding yourself having a lot of conversation about people and them not present, reevaluate whether your conduct is in keeping with the nature of the walk. It's hard. Gossip is juicy, isn't it? Gossip is so juicy. When you hear the first tidbit of it, you're thinking, do tell. But the scripture teaches against busybodies and hanging around there and hearing stuff. Some of the people in this room may have been present when I heard something getting ready to get started. Somebody saying something. They don't really mean nothing mean. It's not necessarily mean-spirited. But I just walk out of the room. They say, where are you going? I just don't want to hear. I don't want to have to figure out how to get that out of my head. You know, I don't want to figure out how to unhear it, you know. I might treat that brother who's being brought up in a hearing where they're not present. I don't want to have that in my heart against that brother. Hallelujah. But I'm not perfect, and sometimes it's do tell. Let me hear. I want all the tea. I want all the tea. Give me the 411. But it's not what we should do. We should be mindful, hallelujah, of not doing that. Hallelujah. And this is a spiritual walk, y'all. And we can walk it. One of the reasons why God put us together in a body is so we can encourage each other, so that we can bind together and be a show of force against the enemy. Because you ever seen one of those shows on National Geographic or something? And then there's a crowd or like a little herd of wildebeest over in the African savanna, and there are lions all in the bushes, in the tall weeds, just wait. And then one decides to wander off by himself or herself. One of these wildebeest, there's some big things. You could think they could fight off maybe one lion, but it's two or three of them waiting. And they're not trying to tackle the biggest one in the herd. They're not trying to tackle the whole herd. All they need is one, all they need is lunch. Hallelujah. And they wait till somebody wanders off. That's why we worry sometimes, First Lady, when we don't see people for a while, don't we, at the church. And sometimes we don't hear from them. Hallelujah. We worry, we pray about them. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you don't want to wander off by yourself, because that's part of the structure of the church. We are the body of Christ. The scripture says we're knit together in love. It says we can do things with one accord. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean we have to actually be on one accord. We can be, but what it means is just like a choir. You can have a bass and a baritone and a tenor and a soprano. Hallelujah. They're not singing all in the same pitch or the same level or the same part of the song, but because they are deferring to one another and not trying to out-sing each other, they can sing in harmony, praise God, Hallelujah. So you don't have to be like me for us to work together and do things with one accord if we have the same spirit in us. Hallelujah. And that's the nature of the walk. Praise. It's important. Church, local assembly is hugely important. You say, Pastor, you can't be saved, hallelujah, without the local church. I don't know. Hallelujah. I don't want to encourage somebody. But God can do anything. He can save you out in a club somewhere. You get saved, go out and get hit by a bus. All right? He can do that. But what I'm saying, in terms of being discipled, in terms of growing in the Lord, in terms of having prayer partners, in terms, hallelujah, in growing, hallelujah, in the grace of the Lord, hallelujah, the local assembly, hallelujah, is the spiritual entity hospital where that's designed to occur. And we are the body of Christ. One day we'll be the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. And God knows what he's doing. He didn't set it up there so somebody could call themselves by a big title and wear a long robe and have people fixing fried chicken dinners. Okay. We overthink. I'm included in that we. And under trust. And God wants us to get to the point where we're encouraging each other day by day. Hallelujah. That you can trust him for this. You can trust him for your baby. You can trust him for your child who's getting ready to go to college. You can trust him, hallelujah, for what's going on in your marriage. You can trust him, hallelujah, for the daily struggles. You can trust him for the aches and pains in your body. You can trust him, hallelujah, you wake up some morning, seem like you can't hardly do anything. You can't keep your thoughts together. You can trust him for that, praise God. The nature of the walk is victory. The nature of the walk is overcoming. The nature of the walk is giving glory to God through the life that we live. The nature of the walk is altogether spiritual, and it doesn't have anything to do, hallelujah, in terms of limitations or whatever as to how you feel on a particular morning. Hallelujah. God wants us to lay aside the sin and the weight that does so easily beset us and run this race that is set before us with patience, with faith, trusting God for the hills and the valley and the water hazards and all the things that we encounter along the way. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. By saying that name in faith, hallelujah, we grab hold to everything Jesus did for us and everything Jesus means for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. That blood shed 20 centuries ago has 2025 power. Just trust me. Hallelujah. Try them for yourself. If you don't believe it, try them for yourself. Hallelujah. He will lift you up. He will, hallelujah, cause you to be able to praise him. Hallelujah. He is indeed the light of the world. He is the light of your life. Praise God. He's the victory, hallelujah, that you long for. He's the joy that you want to be ringing in your soul. Hallelujah. He's the peace that's so big, big peace. It passes all understanding. Praise the Lord. And Christ in you is the hope of glory. Praise God. We can praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can praise him while you heard it. We can be, the nature of the walk is we can be broken and fixed at the same time. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to be broken before the Lord before he can fix it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all God's people said, all God's people said, all God's people said, hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify this word in the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.